producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I apologize to the callers. I always do this. I get you on and then get a guest coming up. Well, let's call Rockwell at about 12, 14 after. He'll be cool with that. Because I want to finish these calls. Mike, Louisiana, go ahead, sir. Ask your question or make your statement.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you think it's hard at 40 with you get to 67.
I hear you.
It's pulling the wagon around, the info wagon in New Orleans. I want to give you a little update of what's happening in my neighborhood. And then I'll end on a positive. I'll send you this article. It was in the local Gambit Weekly. There's a gang of blacks going around my neighborhood with clubs beating the hell out of white guys, of which I'm one. And here I am dragging your wagon through this neighborhood. So I'm having a lot of fun every day.
Really? Have you had somebody menace you?
It's a mixed neighborhood, so there are times when, you know, there'll be a, I've had them say, I want to throw a hand grenade under that cart, and then the kids will run up behind it, you know, and what I do is just turn the cart around and head right at them, you know, then they start running away because I've got
exactly, but if you were the average person, you'd, like, get in a fetal position, literally, like a dog that rolls over to have its belly rubbed. I mean, I tell you, it's sick. It's sick how people lay down to everything.
I'm supposed to get the screens on it, so I'll be able to broadcast you out in the street. I just need a little more help.
Tell folks how they visit your site and how they find out more, because I want to get those video screens on that cart.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Well, all it takes is money, Alex. You know how it works.
No, but tell folks you have a YouTube channel, don't you?
I had it on the Indiegogo for a while, but that ran out. You know, so I don't have anything up. I'm probably going to start another fundraiser here soon. But they want to go to Koto Crew, which is COTO, WordPress.wordpress. That's one of my sites.
I'll guarantee you we got somebody in New Orleans that wants to get my show on big TV screens with you bicycling it around. So somebody should get there and do that. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you, Mike. Yeah, I've seen photos and video of what you're doing. It's pretty neat. People can find that on his website. There it is. It's pretty cool. Let's go to Peter in Washington. Thanks for holding. What do you think about arming the Al-Qaeda people? That's what you called in about, right?
What I wanted to call about, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What I wanted to tell is that the correspondence between the British government, the early correspondence during and after WW1 and the Saudis has been published. I haven't read them, but I've read the summary. The summary doesn't show that there was any special arming of them beyond what was needed to fight the Turks, who were pretty tough. Now, if you think it's different, have somebody read the originals.
Say that again now. What are you specifically getting at about the Saudis versus the Turks?
Between the British government and the Saudis, the early part, during and after WW1, has been published. There are several volumes. Now, what I wanted to say is that I don't think, except for crooks and converts, that there was anything special there, anything that... And by the way, Kim Philby, the famous turncoat of the Cold War, his father was a scholar who was converted to Wahhabism. But he was no master spy. He was in need of money. His correspondence with his wife has been published in the Philatelic Journal.
Are you a retired intelligence person yourself?
No, sir. I'm just a reader and reader and reader.
Yeah, you sound like a historian or something. Yeah, because a lot of the stuff, I have fragments of it, but I don't know. What are you getting at? Are you saying that the British didn't really help create Saudi Arabia?
Or public.
Pardon me?
I've never been there. But what I wanted to say was, now, the main thing the Saudis did as you know, was capture the kingdom that was in control of Mecca. Now, the British were not against the Hashemites that controlled Mecca.
No, I hear you. I'm going to come back to you, okay? I'm going to finish up with...
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
More countries are hastening the acceleration away from the dollar. We're going to be talking some about that today. Also, there is another report out dealing with the fact that if the economy is supposedly recovering, why is the labor force participation rate at a 36-year low? They're cooking the numbers. Also, former New Orleans mayor sentenced to 10 years in prison, convicted on 20 counts, including bribery, conspiracy, and money laundering, all tied to payments he received for granting city contracts. Why are they busting mayors for low-level corruption and not the big kingpins of the Federal Reserve and the derivatives people? Because they don't want their low-level minions stealing any of the goodies. They want it all for themselves. And I'm not defending this criminal activity. It's just how many mayors and how many governors, and you name it, are just caught involved in corruption. It's just crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And then meanwhile, we have police all over the country under federal training doing the asset forfeiture seizure where they pull old ladies over and go, how much cash you got in there, $2,000? Well, I guarantee you there's drugs on that money because all new money Only thing that doesn't have drugs on it is new money. All money that's been in circulation has minute amounts of drugs on it because it gets mixed in with all the other money. And they said, we're going to test that and then take your car as well unless you give it to me. And then they just take the money. And it's mainly small departments that were doing it before because they would work with corrupt judges. Now major police forces, state police are doing it. And it's criminal, ladies and gentlemen. And it's just government devolving right down to the lowest common denominator. Now, until 45 after, we're going to be joined by Lou Rockwell. Then I'll go to Peter, Lance, Tom, Anthony, Brett, and others that are holding patiently. I will get to your calls, so stay on hold if you still want to get on air. Appreciate you calling in. Want to hear what you have to say. In the time we've got, Lou Rockwell of LouRockwell.com with us today, I want to cover the waterfront. I want to get into his latest article, Limited Government, Is It a Vain Hope? I want to get his take on Rand Paul endorsing tentatively airstrikes against ISIS. I want to get his breakdown on all these racial attacks happening in the U.S. With the media basically hyping him, how he thinks we can stop that, and so much more with Lou Rockwell of LouRockwell.com. I don't really need to introduce Lou Rockwell to folks, but he, of course, has been Ron Paul's chief of staff, helped getting him into Congress to begin with. He's a libertarian, political commentator, activist, proponent of the Austrian School of Economics, and chairman of the Ludwig von Mises Institute. And, again, he's one of the top libertarians in the world, and he opposes communism, imperialism, all forms of centralized megastate. And he joins us. LouRockwell.com again is the website. Lou, so much to cover. What do you want to tackle first?
Well, Alex, we can maybe talk about Mayor Nagin just for a second. It's my view that all politics is corrupt. All government is corrupt. So when they pick out a guy like Nagin, I think this was true of Blagojevich in Illinois too, it seems to me he's offended somebody important in the government. Because it's not that he's corrupt, they're all corrupt. The mayor of New York is corrupt. The mayor of Boston is corrupt. The mayor of Chicago is corrupt. Their governments are all just, as Murray Rothbard said, government is a gang of thieves writ large. So that's certainly true of municipal governments, state governments, federal government. They're all corrupt. So Mayor Nagin did something to somebody. He offended somebody in power. That's why he's going to prison, not because he's corrupt.
Well, sure, if they'd arrested the board members of the Federal Reserve and arrested these big arms company heads and mercenary leaders who've been involved in all this corruption, if they went after Wells Fargo for money laundering, then when they got down to Nagin, I'd say, wow, we've got a good government here. But no. They literally, I think, just make examples out of people who don't follow orders.
Well, sure, that's an important part of it as well. But you're right about the merchants of death. I mean, what about the relationship between the companies that make vast sums of money off killing people, the military-industrial complex is another phrase for it, and so they're always promoting war. That's one of the key, aside from the Pentagon and the CIA and the government agencies, it's the big private corporations in league with the government that promote these horrendous war policies and are now wanting us to bomb ISIS, wanting to bomb Syria, to overthrow Assad, the last non-jihadist Arab leader in power. They want to get rid of him, just like they got rid of Saddam Hussein and they got rid of Gaddafi in Libya.
Why do they want jihadis in?
Because they want trouble. This is an ancient imperial tactic. Governments that are imperial governments love trouble. They promote trouble. Because, of course, it justifies their policies to the people at home. Oh, look out. There are all those terrorists over there. That's why we have to, take your children, take all your money, take your freedom, and take your life. So it's to justify, it's to justify their wars and their unbelievable spending, all the taxes, all the inflation, all the horrible things they do, with the effects, as you point out, of so few people being able to have jobs, and of course all the depredations of the bankocracy. So many, many different things, bad things connected to the government. And we're supposed to, it's considered highly politically incorrect to say there are people who make money off war, vast, vast sums of money, whether it's Martin Marietta or Lockheed or just, got on the list of all these companies, just like there are many companies that make money off the police state. There's a security industrial complex. There's a prison industrial complex. So these It's very, and government tends to be, as an institution, pretty stupid. However, the big companies that are associated with it and are making vast sums of money, they're not stupid, and they come up with these policies. They come up, they love this, the war on terror. From their standpoint, all the other wars had a bad effect. They ended. It was
exactly.
A terrible thing. I remember seeing George H.W. Bush and Jim Baker on television after the fall of the Berlin Wall. These guys were white-faced. They were so obviously unhappy. Rather than celebrating the end of communism, they were worried about what would happen to the entire U.S. imperial system if it didn't have the bogeyman of communism to keep pointing to. So they came up with terrorism, a war, as Sibel Edmonds pointed out the other day, can never be won, and it can never stop. Because there always might be a terrorist someplace, even if there's no actual terrorism.
It's the perfect phantom. And so if you don't have a big jihadi problem, well, give them weapons in Libya. Give them weapons in Syria. Let them come into Iraq. If they don't paint by the numbers and get into an area they're not supposed to be, bomb them. But isn't it wearing thin, Lou Rockwell? It's gotten so obvious now that the system is arming and creating these people, that if ISIS does end up shooting down airliners with these MPADs, if they do end up attacking the West with our borders wide open, that the politicians might actually get in trouble? Or do they have such a low view of the public's awareness that they don't care? Because as we saw last year, it was beautiful, our military led the charge, saying, and the show led the charge, and Lou Rockwell led the charge. And I'm not bragging, I'm just telling folks we were able to get something done where the world said, and Rand Paul said, and Cruz said, and Ron Paul said, let's not be Al-Qaeda's Air Force. And so that war didn't happen. Now, I understand what Rand Paul's saying. ISIS is running around murdering Christians en masse, trying to overthrow Syria. And he said, I think we should hit them now, but you helped arm them, Obama. The reason, and again, I don't ever support war. And I'm just saying tacitly, I get what Rand Paul is saying, and he added the proper proviso, by the way, we armed these people, this is wrong. So if we saw people arrested at the State Department who were behind this, if we saw a public apology, if we saw congressional hearings, like with Nixon promising to never arm Al-Qaeda again, or anybody else for that matter that's extremist or whatever, then I would be for stopping them. But as you said, the people that run the policy, they just want to keep it going forever.
Well, we have to remember, you know, as you pointed out, Al-Qaeda is a creation of the U.S. government. When the U.S. was running this proxy war against the Russians in Afghanistan, in which they were successful at tossing the Russians out, and it was a good thing for the people of Afghanistan. Then, of course, the U.S. went in even worse than the Russians. But they gathered every Islamist crazy in the world. Osama bin Laden was there, funded by the Saudi Arabians, run by the U.S. to get these are the so-called Mujahideen. Remember them? The freedom fighters. Hey, those were great guys. They were being touted in Washington as wonderful people. So that was a U.S. creation. ISIS is another U.S. creation. ISIS was armed by the U.S. to try to overthrow the Syrian government. And then they move out, you know, and then nobody worries about all the beheadings that take place in Saudi Arabia every day. Those are perfectly okay. And so beheadings, I'm certainly against all forms of capital punishment, although whether a beheading is actually worse than, let's say, a two-hour lethal injection in Oklahoma might, you know, maybe is another question. So, of course, these killings are horrendous. If we, you know, if we're to believe them, if we're to believe they're not, it's just not war propaganda phonied up. As to Christians being killed, where have these politicians been when Christians were being massacred and ethnically cleansed out of Iraq for years? This has been going on for years in Iraq. Nobody cared. Now all of a sudden it's a good device to go to war, so they're talking about the Christians. Well, why don't I believe them? I think it's just a tool. They want war. There's vast.
Exactly.
Money to be
the
made
people
out of war.
Running things are bad. And so, no matter what we do, no matter if we try to say, let's have a humanitarian war, an oxymoron, they will always just use it to start the next war. So, it's like the Ring of Mordor. It cannot be used for good.
Well, you know, it's killing. I mean, it's actually murder. It's mass murder is what war is. And, of course, the vast majority of people killed in every war are civilians, not soldiers. So people who are advocating war are advocating massacring innocents. And we're supposed to think those are good guys. We're supposed to think that, salute them. I noticed none of them ever went in the military, of course. They didn't go fight anything. But they want to send other guys to go fight, women to fight too. And they want to kill a lot of innocents. They want to cause much more hatred of the U.S., which they love that because it stimulates more warfare.
You're right. You're right. Lou Rockwell's right. Be right back. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katie Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Katie Armor, come and take it.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805.
For all our loyal listeners, Gump and Soap Company is proud to offer a month-long Labor Day sale. Get the Superstar 1200 Collection, 65 pounds of bars, laundry, dish soap, and shampoo. Ship freight-free to the lower 48 at 5starsoap.com. Or enter to win the same Superstar 1200 Collection at GCNLive.com. The Superstar 1200 Collection is estimated to last up to 2 years and save up to $1,000. Sale and contest ends September 30th. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist-like clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
Attention all listeners, are you ready for a free stock market webinar with PhilsGang.com? Join us September 13th at 12 noon Eastern for this live PhilsGang.com free webinar, valued at $75. You'll learn how to protect your principal in this Federal Reserve-controlled low-interest rate market by identifying moves before they happen. To register, simply go to LearnStocksForFree.com. LearnStocksForFree.com. Or call 877-600-4264, promo code GCN. 877-600-4264, promo code GCN.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Government's a gang with a flag. I forget who said that. I bet Lou Rockwell can remind me. Alex Jones here back live. But more and more we see that our government is degenerating. And as you get a big unaccountable government, it becomes like an ecosystem or a coral reef where all these corrupt psychopathic eels and mercenaries and control freaks can hide and feed on people. That's the kind of civilization that we're becoming. We lost his Skype feed. We're going to reconnect with Lou Rockwell right now. But I wanted to get his view on the state of the empire, the state of government worldwide, and talk about his new book as well, Against the State. Because here's the deal. We know big government doesn't work. And we know the bigger it gets, the more peril everyone is in. And the whole basic mission of InfoWars.com and what we do here is to get back to principles that we know work. But we can't even get to basic American principles, much less libertarian principles, as we're being drugged at light speed towards total statism. Lou Rockwell, I wanted to ask you, as just kind of one of the grand poobahs of libertarian thinking, who was it that said the state is a gang with a flag?
Alex, I wish that had been I frankly don't know. It certainly is true. The state is a criminal gang, and we can think of war as just being government, because everything the government does overseas in terms of wars on a mass scale, it does on a slightly smaller scale to us at home. It's got its guns. It's putting guns at us all the time. It's ordering us to do things, or otherwise they're going to put us in a cage, or they'll kill us. And they want to grab our money. They get to decide how much of our money that we earn. They get to take. It's like the mafia, although I hate to compare the government to the mafia. The mafia is, of course, a much better.
So what is the state of the world right now, then? I mean, for Team Liberty versus Team Tyranny?
Well, you know, since all of human history, this has been a fight that's gone on. I think it's actually many good things happening all over the world. You mentioned the rejection of the dollar. One of the key aspects of the American empire has been forcing other countries to use the dollar. All the oil producing countries to price their oil in dollars. Typically, if countries have not wanted to do that, they get bombed. Saddam Hussein and, you know, many other people. Saddam Hussein, the great promoter and protector of Christians, by the way, in Iraq, but nobody cared about getting rid of him and allowing the Christians to all be massacred. So this is, you know, this is the way government operates. And I think there's a lot of interest in freedom. I think it's a tremendous thing that apparently the people of Scotland, with my fingers crossed, are going to vote for independence from England. That would be a very, very good thing. It's anything, any secession, any decentralization, any place in the world is good for the cause of liberty. And I think young people all over the world, think of all the young people who listen to your show, young people are realizing that the government has really worked them over. Here they are, a lot of times graduating from college with a degree that doesn't do them any good. They've got a vast debt. They're worried about being able to get a job. Maybe they're having to live with their parents. They're all realizing that things are wrong. Things have gone wrong. And again, we live under the biggest, richest, most powerful government in the history of the world by many magnitudes, the U.S. government. But it's also the biggest bureaucracy ever to exist. And bureaucracy is inefficient. Bureaucracy has got many, many problems in operation. So I think the government is a lot less strong than it would have us believe. That's why they're announcing to us that they're listening to all our phone calls and emails and this radio show, Too High NSA. And it's why they are stepping up the taxes. It's why they're stepping up their wars. But I think because people are not believing the government. People don't want this war against ISIS. It's why these beheading videos have been put on in order to promote the war and get Americans to go along with it. Americans, as you pointed out, thanks to you and others of us who didn't want the war against Syria, the government, Obama, was not able to launch that war. Now, of course, they're trying the ISIS thing, and they claim, well, don't worry, they're not going to be American troops on the ground. We're just going to bomb everybody from the air. Well, that, you know, it's a funny thing about people in other countries. They don't like being bombed. Iraq has been bombed by the U.S. since 1991. You know, no. So do people turn into what they call terrorists? Although terrorism, of course, is simply war. It's war by a non-state entity. It's the same sort of tactics as governments use. They call it war. They wear uniforms. They have their flags, as you say. They have their medals. They're patriotic. They're wonderful. We should all salute them and give them our seats in the airport and so forth. But really, terrorists are exactly the same. Maybe they don't wear a uniform, but terrorism is war. Again, by a non-government like ISIS or
real terrorism is funding Al-Qaeda and then acting like a hero and making our troops go fight them. Lou Rockwell's our guest. Stay with us. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200 plus million year old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, and no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
I want to get a little bit more into war with Lou Rockwell, then some other issues, and then we're going to go to your phone calls. I also want to talk to him about his new book that's coming out. I definitely want to read it. I've read some of his other works that are excellent. But before we go any further, both of my grandfathers were in World War II, as a lot of people's grandparents were, great-grandparents. Most of that generation's gone now. And Hitler was obviously a bad guy. He was attacking people. He was going to try to take over the world. The problem is, it's just like it's happening now. It's historical fact that the robber barons, there's New York Times best-selling, Pulitzer Prize-winning books, Shearer's, Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, IBM and the Holocaust. I mean, it goes on and on. that U.S. and British companies literally helped put him in power, promote his eugenics ideology. He was in Time magazine. He was in gardening magazines. I'm making a documentary about it. We've actually sent off and bought the original magazines on store shelves. My grandfather, growing up in Dallas, my mom's dad, remembers they would play Hitler's speeches on the big radio stations, WBAP, you name it, and translate it into English like it was wonderful. It's a big German community up there. My grandfather's German, was German. I mean, an American, been here for a long time, but German roots. And his dad could speak German and didn't have to hear the translation. I mean, Adolf Hitler was on the radio in America as a rock star. Folks don't know that because people don't know their history. So it's the same thing. Create Al-Qaeda, fund them, sponsor them, give them weapons. It's an AFP today that our government and the Saudis armed them with anti-tank missiles, M-16s, made in USA is the headline from AFP. So I get Rand Paul saying, yeah, they're running all over the Middle East, killing everybody. We need to stop them. But it's the oxymoron. Our government turned them loose to kill hundreds of thousands in Syria. Now they've run back over. They are, of all the unsavory killers out there, some of the most nasty. And so I want to stop them. But it doesn't matter. It's always turned to evil. So the same thing. Should we have then fought Hitler? I understand that we helped create him, then knocking down. It's the same thing here. But here we know it's premeditated. So how do you deal with that being anti-war when, okay, we created ISIS, but at the same time, I don't think Obama even wants to bomb them. I think public pressure, because we now know what ISIS is doing, is, and then so you got the arms dealers are happy to do it. I mean, it's a complex issue. I understand your moral stance, but how do you tackle the World War II argument?
Well, you know, first of all, when you talk about somebody running around the world killing people, how about the U.S. government?
I agree.
You know, the U.S. government killed probably a million people in Iraq since they went to war against Iraq. They make ISIS look like the Girl Scouts. So, you know, that the U.S. government has killed millions and millions of people in its career of killing and depredation. Hitler, of course, was a monster. So then Roosevelt had us hook up with his pal Stalin, who was every bit as much of a monster, probably killed more people than Hitler killed. How many did he kill in Ukraine, right? This still has effects today. 8, 10, 12 million people, we don't know, but it was a horrific, horrific massacre in Ukraine that Stalin pulled out. The Ex-Im Bank is in the news right now, the Export-Import Bank. It was founded by Franklin Roosevelt when he became president in 1933, specifically to fund trade and to boost the Soviet Union. That's go back and look, read Wikipedia or whatever. This was the purpose of the Ex-Im Bank. So Roosevelt saw World War II as the war to make the world safe for communism. So the U.S. hooked up with one monster to fight another monster. I had a brother who was killed in World War II, and of course many, many Americans died in World War II. And I think there were ways to avoid that as well as ways to avoid the other wars. I don't think war.
Well, yes, it's just like World
mass
War
murder
I.
is ever. No, and of course, World War II was part two of World War I.
Yeah.
This was one long war, and what the U.S. helped do to the German people had very bad effects later on, the rise of Hitler to power, among other things, because of the starvation blockade that Britain and the U.S. Put on Germany, kept on long after, by the way, the war was over. Another 600,000 German civilians killed in the hunger blockade, trying to make them, force them to accept the Treaty of Versailles, which was a disaster in Europe. It was a disaster in the Middle East. This is what, that's why where we get Iraq and Syria and all these countries were created as a result of the
That's why it's great that you're such a historian, not just an economist and writer, because you know this. The establishment knows this. The public doesn't know it. That World War I came into World War II and then sort of everything after that. And you're right. It just never turns out good in the end.
We can't trust them, Alex. We can't trust the government. So there's always war propaganda. Ooh, the Russians are going to get us. The Southerners are going to get us. The Spanish were going to get us. The Mexicans were going to. You know, there's always some the bad guy over the next hill, but you've got to give all power and devotion to the government so they can go and kill people. Well, you know, there's something wrong with that. If we just think of the basic libertarian principle, the basic that it's never morally acceptable to act, to use violence or the threat of violence against the innocent. If you can always use it in self-defense, but you can't attack people. And again, in war, the vast majority of the people who were killed are innocent people. And also, again, we always have to remember, people associated with the government are making vast sums of money off war. That's
well,
why
Lou,
they want to
2 weeks
Obama
ago,
this.
They tried
vast
to,
sums of money.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, they tried to float the idea that if we'd have taken out Assad, ISIS wouldn't have this foothold. We need to take Assad out. Now, nobody bought that, so they backed off.
But a pro-Christian ruler, by the way, Assad. You know, there have been Christian communities in Iraq and Syria since the time of the apostles, and they've been successful there under the Ottoman Empire, under all kinds of invasions. They never were harmed. Now they've all been destroyed ever since the U.S. invaded Iraq, and now it's making war on Syria. So, again, all you can think, folks, is assume the government is always lying to you. Maybe you don't know what the truth is. You have to do a little investigation to see the truth.
Let me ask you that question.
They're all a bunch of liars.
Let me ask you a question. Why, and the UN even admits this, that persecution of Christians is up everywhere, peaceful ones, why is the U.S. government, in every case I've seen, on the side of radicals to kill Christians? Our government will bend over backwards, especially under Obama, to exterminate Christian minorities. What is going on?
Well, the U.S. government, of course, hates Christianity. The government hates the idea that people are loyal to and feel themselves responsible to an entity that is God above the government. You know, they look back, I think all governments look back on, say, the ancient Egyptians, as that was the great thing, when the government actually was God. That's the way they'd like us to feel today. They're jealous of religion. They want to take over religion. So they don't mind killing Christians. They don't mind killing Muslims. Muslims have a right to life, too, by the way. It's not just Christians. Buddhists, Hindus, everybody has a right to life, no matter Jewish people. Whatever their religion, they have a right to life. They have a right not to be murdered. But the U.S. government is murder incorporated. It kills people all over the world. Again, vast amounts of money being made out of this. You can't believe anything they say. So when they have this new bogeyman, ISIS, you can just pretty much ignore what they have to say. You can certainly hope, pray that bad things don't happen to people in Iraq. But the U.S. government has murdered so many people in Iraq. We're really supposed to trust the U.S.? Certainly the Iraqis don't trust the U.S.
Well,
government.
That's my point, is that it's just the oxymoron. It makes my head hurt when I think about it. The paradox, our government helped create and fund these monsters to do in Syria what they're doing in Iraq. And then now we're supposed to go bomb them. But that'll be fake. They'll probably end up bombing Assad or something. It's just such.
Well, they are going to attempt to overthrow Assad. That's absolutely true. You know, they're you can't. Let's mind our own business. Who put the U.S. government in charge of the world? They're not God, even though they think they're God.
That brings me to Ukraine.
None of their business what's going on in other countries. Why don't they get rid of the crime in Washington, D.C.? How about stopping the militarized cops in Ferguson and all the rest of America? I noticed that some of the supplies now going to the militarized cops include bayonets. So that'll be nice. They'll be out there with a bayonet to stab you. And we're supposed to think, of course, that's much better. That's law enforcement, unlike those horrible guys, ISIS, with their knives. So concentrate on what's happening to us here at home. Stop attacking people in other countries. Mind our own business. It's quite enough to mind our own business. We know that as individuals to try to raise our families and have a job, support ourselves, not be a burden on others, take care of our retirements, support our churches. Support our communities, mow the lawn.
What do you think of Rand Paul's statement? I mean, obviously some of that's politics, but at the same time, it's pretty easy to say you want to bomb ISIS. They are unsavory, but I get your point. It'll only turn into something worse and more evil. It's just sick.
No, I don't think bombing people is a good thing. It's murder. It's bloody mass murder. It's not, you know, Would Christ want to bomb people? I mean, why don't we ask that question? We're talking about Christians. That's not the nonviolent way of Jesus Christ. Why don't we try to follow that? Why is killing people always supposed to be the answer to problems? Throughout human history, haven't we learned that killing people is not the answer to problems? And the idea that we should just be creating more hatred, and they're right to hate us if we're bombing their homes, bombing their businesses,
killing their parents.
They don't like it.
Sure. Lou Rockwell is our guest, Alex Jones here. In the time we've got left, I want to spend some time on your new book, but also, what about Ukraine? I mean, that's so obvious. People call me a Russian sympathizer or a traitor because I don't want to have nuclear war with Russia. Russia's going to a first strike doctrine to mirror our policy, the U.S. government policy. Clearly, Ukraine's been overthrown by the West. Clearly, they're trying to stir stuff up with Russia. And again, I'm not lionizing Vladimir Putin. I'm simply saying anybody can look at this and see that NATO is moving troops in, doing drills, openly moving missiles up to the border. This is not Iraq that we can just kick around for 20 years. This is Russia with nuclear weapons. Haven't they learned the lesson of Hitler and Napoleon?
Well, they love war. And they think, you know, there are only two really large independent countries in the world anymore. There's Russia and there's China. So both are being targeted by the U.S., which sees itself as the global hegemon. The U.S. believes it should run the world. I'm sure they believe they should run the solar system and the galaxy, too. But right now they want to run the world. They want to get rid of certainly take out Russia and China as opponents of U.S. hegemony. And, yeah, the U.S., despite the agreement that we made with Gorbachev, that when he agreed to pull his troops out of Germany and out of Eastern Europe, the U.S. agreement was we will not push the boundaries of NATO up to Russia. We won't make those kinds of aggressive moves. So needless to say, the U.S., like every other treaty, they don't keep their word. And it's horrific what's going on. It's very scary, as you point out, the potential of atomic war. Professor Bob Higgs always points out the state is the one entity actually capable of bringing to an end life on Earth. Don't worry about asteroids. It's the government that can actually bring this about. For example, with its vast store piles of chemical warfare, of biological warfare, of atomic weapons.
Yeah, I got a feeling they may actually destroy the Earth.
They have the capability, and they're certainly morally not above it. So, yeah, it's very scary business, and we have to be opposed to U.S. aggression in Ukraine. And I'm sure Putin's a politician. He's not a good guy. But he happens to be in the right here in the sense that we are aggressing against Russia. Shouldn't be happening. It's very, very dangerous. Of course, China has got atomic weapons as well. These are both. Here are countries that came out of communism and still bad things about them. Still bad things, needless to say, about the U.S., too. But they came out of communism. People are much freer and more prosperous in those countries than they were under Khrushchev and Mao Zedong and dictators of that sort. So why aren't we welcoming them into the family of nations? Why are we wanting to trade with them? Why are we putting anti-free trade sanctions on them, which are acts of war? Why are we egging on Japan to attack China? There's all kinds of very terrible stuff that can have just horrific effects on the life, you know, the lives of our children and our grandchildren if there's a lot of radiation in the atmosphere as the result of all the atomic weapons that exist in the hands of governments all over the world. So, you know, peace is a virtue. Peace is necessary to civilization. War is the enemy of civilization. It's the enemy of freedom. It's the enemy of free enterprise. It's the enemy of everything good. So when you hear people in Washington saying, let's have a war, I say to them, hey, I'll gladly pay for you to take a rifle and go over there, buddy. But don't try to get American kids to go. Don't try to involve our people. Mind your own business if you're a politician. Don't try to make mischief. Of course, advice that's not going to be taken, but that ought to be our attitude.
Well, I was reading about the last of the Plantagenet kings who got killed in battle, and he certainly was corrupt and had his problems. But at least until about 500 years ago, a king had to actually be out front in the battle. And they were routinely killed. And so it was men against men with swords, certainly ugly, horrible, brutal. I don't romanticize it. But I can understand now it's robots, now it's drones. It's so disconnected, and the elites are so disconnected from what they're doing. But I think we're in more danger now than we ever have been. And even Secretary of Defense Hagel said the, quote, world's blowing up right now. And it's because
he's helping blow it up, of course.
I agree. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. In closing,
they're putting Terminator into effect, the Terminator movies into effect.
Skynet.
With all these drones and other kinds of military robots that will be able to kill on their own say-so. They won't even have to have a human tell them to kill.
Day one, they're making them autonomous.
To kill. And they'll be used against us as well. So this is a very serious situation, something we all have to worry about. We have to try to educate ourselves. We have to oppose what the government is doing. We have to resist, peacefully resist, because, of course, they've got all the weapons. We don't have the weapons.
I agree. We're almost out of time. I want to plug Against the State, your new book, available at lewrockwell.com and bookstores everywhere, or Amazon. Come back in the next few months, and you can send some talking points. We've never done that. But if you sent me a blueprint of, say, 10 points about the book, we could do a whole hour specifically on your manifesto, Against the State, Lew Rockwell.
Thank you. It'd be great to be back on the show, Alex. It's an honor to be on here today, and keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. It's great to hear you just absolutely indict and, I think, successfully convict those that worship at the altar of the state. And I just want to say a prayer for humanity that we don't let the state destroy us, because you're right. It's the ultimate threat. It killed the most people in the 20th century, 261 million people, according to the University of Hawaii. Lew Rockwell, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, lewrockwell.com, Against the State. Two segments coming up, the end of the show, then some overdrive to go to Peter, Lance, and others that are holding. I'll go right to you, straight ahead. But yeah, pray to God the state doesn't kill us all. We'll be back.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
Our big story. Gun owners react as politicians continue to ban high-capacity magazines state by state.
I think that these weapons ought to be stopped.
Magazine restrictions have already happened in 9 states. Staffed with formal special operations personnel, GunMagWarehouse.com is the only company that specializes in gun magazines. GunMagWarehouse.com has the largest selection of the magazines you should stock up on. Go now to GunMagWarehouse.com before it happens in your state. Get it before you regret it.
A guest came up, and he was trying to make a point about arming of the Saudis. He was bringing up British government arming the Saudis back after World War One. Just what was your point, though? Go ahead and finish your point, Peter.
Alex, you can hear me, right?
Yeah, I sure can.
Okay. Basically, the correspondence has been published. It doesn't indicate that it was special. You know, the arming was mostly for fighting the Turks, who are not easy, you know, opponents. But I think that it is possible there were some converts and some crooks. And I mentioned one convert who was the father of Kim Philby, the great turncoat to the Soviet Union.
Sure, they call him Arabist. There's a lot of people in the State Department and stuff that end up converting to Islam. Is that what you're getting into?
Yeah, his father was a convert to Wahhabism, just as his son was a convert to Marxism-Leninism. And I think there were some more. Kipling was afraid of that. You could tell in one of his novels, The Light That Failed, about an artist that. Anyway, you can see the movie in the movie.
Sure. That's the issue, is there's been a lot of Saudi Arabian infiltration of government. I hear you. I appreciate your call. It's definitely gone on. The Ambassador Stevens that got killed in Benghazi was an Arabist. It's really complex stuff. The point is the West isn't just recruiting people. It's happening the other way back. Lance in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, it's an honor to speak to you today. You know, people here, just normal, everyday people that aren't awake, they are military complex, and they think U.S. military. And it's not just the U.S. military. It's all the militaries. It's all connected to the globalists. They're the ones that perpetuate all the wars, all the antagonism. It's amazing to me that we still train people on different continents to kill other people legally on different continents on this planet.
Yeah, for those that don't know, the military-industrial complex, which is multinational, sets the policy and then goes out and trains our enemies so there can be another war. That's their full-spectrum dominance, and that's what's immoral. Does it mean that our troops going up against Al-Qaeda aren't fighting scum who, you know, I don't cry about getting killed? No, our troops, in many cases, you know, are really hardworking, smart people that care passionately. But up above it, in the complex, the globalists are running both sides. That is the great evil. That's why Lou Rockwell would say, shut it down, stop offensive war. And I agree with him. But at the same time, I could see where Rand Paul's coming from, saying, look, this is out of control. Al-Qaeda's running around. Why did we arm them? Let's take them out. Because Al-Qaeda itself is a real entity, and our government helped create it. So the people in our government that did that should be held accountable. I say, take out Al-Qaeda, but also arrest the people like Hillary Clinton and the State Department and the folks involved in Benghazi. Stop it. Stop super Machiavellian garbage like this that'll bring everybody down. We as a species aren't going to make it if we have an elite that wants to deindustrialize the Arab world and keep them in squalor by putting the Wahhabists in charge. Do you agree with that, sir?
Yes, I do. I definitely agree with you. I agree with you. We should be star blazing the stars. We should be trailblazing the stars right now. And you know, this Earth is a living being. And when it's ready to shed us like the life that we are, it will. There's no telling, Alex, how many civilizations have actually been on this planet and lived here.
It's incredible. All right. God bless you, brother. We're going to go into overdrive now. We're going to go to Tom, Anthony, and Brett.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.